It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're going to focus on economic development in Tuolumne County. The county has kind of tried different strategies over the past decade to attract and retain businesses in Tuolumne County. For many years, there was the joint powers agreement between the city of Sonora and Tuolumne County. Later on, there was an economic development director position that was filled by Cole Prisabella. When he left the county, there was kind of another restructuring, and it was moved under the county administrator's office, and Robbie Bergstrom stepped into the position as a senior administrative analyst. He is our guest this weekend to talk about economic development. Robbie, it's great to have you on Motherlode Views.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So first off, did I explain that right? That is kind of the new role of economic development?
You did. Yeah, it's been moved under the CAO's office now.
So for anybody who's unfamiliar with you, I think we had you on Motherlode Views not too long ago, or actually not or several years ago when it was when you were working with the elections office. So tell us about your background.
That's right. So I am originally from Clovis, California. That's where I was born and raised. Graduated from Fresno State University in sociology. I eventually ended up in the county clerk's office where I was doing county clerks and elections there. And about 7 years ago, I moved to Tuolumne County to assume the role of election coordinator and then assistant county clerk.
And then how long have you been working in the economic development role?
It's been 5 months. It's been a very short time, actually, but I'm loving it.
Very good. So what was it that kind of attracted you to move over to this new position?
Well, it was, I thought it was a good fit for me. I felt that this is, being in the elections office, I was able to get to know quite a bit of the community of Tuolumne County, and I felt that those connections that I've made would really assist me in helping the economic development progress of Tuolumne.
So it's been an enjoyable 5 months so far?
It has, actually. A great group of people that I work with and a great community to reach out to.
You know, first off, kind of from a definition perspective, what do we mean by economic development?
It's a good question because ever since I've started this job, when I walk into a room, everyone looks and says, oh, economic development, that's definitely what we need. We definitely want that in our community. But what then tends to happen is when we talk to people about what that means to them, no one can quite agree on it. So it's become a great subject to discuss with people. In general, economic development it's the intentional effort of improving a community's economic health and the opportunities that are out there. So again, in general, what we do is we discuss with the community, what are the barriers for starting a business or expanding a business or retaining employees, and those seeking work, what are their difficulties in finding a job here? And with that, we then try to figure out methods to make it easier and a smoother process on everyone.
You know, what would you say are some of the challenges right now facing Tuolumne County when it comes to economic development?
By far, the biggest challenge that comes up when we talk about economic development is housing. And people's reaction will say, oh, how is that involved in economic development? But if we think about it, if someone wants to move here to Tuolumne County, the first thing they need to do is find a place to live. And I'm a great example of that. I actually moved here, again, 7 years ago, but I moved here a month before the rest of my family. I stayed with some friends who were up here. They graciously let me live with them for that month. But my mission was I worked in the daytime and then in the nighttime searched for home to rent. And it was actually pretty difficult to find a place that was suitable for my wife and three children. And it wasn't until about 3 days before they were supposed to move up here that I found a place, you know, quickly signed the contract, and then rushed home to pack up all our things to move up here. And then the same thing happened again 2 years later when we decided to purchase a home. It took us quite a long time to find a home that was right for us. So housing availability is essential to keeping workers here and encouraging them to work in Tuolumne County.
So in your position, what are the things that you can do to help with that issue?
A great question. Well, the first question is we have to ask, why is it that we haven't been, why is it that we have a housing shortage here in the county? One, when talking with builders and realty, is we have not created a good environment for builders to continue building housing in the area. One of the biggest struggles is infrastructure. You think about if we were building down in the flatlands, right? There would be a community that was built, and then some years later, they want to build a community right next to it. That means that the water and sewer are already built. The electricity is already built for that neighboring community. So bringing it across to the next construction development is fairly straightforward. But here we have a lot of developments that are spread apart. We have aging infrastructure, so our utility districts are struggling to keep up with that as well. And we also have issues when we talk about infrastructure. That also includes broadband and childcare. So many businesses wanting to move up in the area, they look first at where they want to develop, but when they find out that there isn't fast, reliable internet in that area, it becomes a deal breaker for them, and they decide not to establish themselves here. Same if they're a young family who has small children. They need to have a place where their children can be cared for. And if we don't have the childcare available, it makes them difficult to establish themselves.
You know, are there some other kind of goals for the community to encourage growth?
Well, you know, some general goals that we know about economic development is that we need to establish a very strong leadership pipeline. We need to have people in the community that individuals know they can turn to for help in growth. And for that, one thing we've established is a economic development executive team. And what that is it's comprised of a large group of diverse individuals from, I should say, diverse industries. And for example, they are consist of builders, realtors, various business groups, and people that are involved in assisting small businesses, tourism, and government agencies as well. And we're trying to encourage more participation from those in education and tribes as well. One of our initial goals in that group is problem identification. The thought is that if we take the time to understand what are not just the problems that we're aware of, but the core issues that have resulted in those problems, we're better able to develop a strategy for combating those barriers. It's a famous saying by Albert Einstein, and I'm sure I'm going to mess it up somehow, but it's if I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem and then 5 minutes thinking of a solution. Because really, if you take the time to understand what is the core issue, you can create a solution that will really address the issues that are causing them.
So this executive team, is it already created or is it something that's going to be created?
It is created. We've met, I think in a couple of weeks, it'll be our fourth meeting. So we haven't met that often. But again, we're spending a lot of time purely on just identifying what are the problems that exist right now. But it's a great group of people. Everyone on it are extremely excited to progress. What I got to say is funny is in the whole subject of problem identification is it's a group of people who they want to get things done. They are eager to be active in developing this community. And so it's always an encouragement where I have to say, well, let's take a step back, though, and understand what it is we're trying to solve first.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Robbie Bergstrom about economic development in Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking economic development on this weekend show. We're joined on the program by Robbie Bergstrom, who is a senior administrative analyst for Tuolumne County Government, who is focused on economic development. Robbie, next thing I want to ask you about is a little bit more about challenges. You touched on that a little bit during the first segment, but what are some of kind of the other challenges that you've identified in the first 5 months here in this position when it comes to economic development?
One interesting one that will surprise people is we don't have a good comprehensive list of all the businesses here in Tuolumne County. There's various sources that we can cobble together a list, but we don't have a way of saying how many we have in a certain industry and where they're located, what type of structures they are. And this becomes an issue for a number of reasons. One, for example, is when I become aware of some financial incentives or benefits that some businesses in certain industries may benefit from, I don't have a method of contacting them. Another example of this, though, is just recently, this is a very big one, is due to the recent storms, FEMA and the SBA FEMA has granted individual assistance, which means that if you report to them economic hardship due to the storm or some damage, they may be able to provide assistance to you, and SBA may provide a business loan or a housing loan to help you rebuild from that. But we don't have a way of getting that message out to the individual businesses that may have been affected. Other examples of that is, and this is, again, not really under the umbrella of economic development, but it's worth mentioning, is that when there is an emergency like a fire and the fire department arrives at a location, if they're not aware that a business is located there, they may have worries of what may be inside that would cause the firefighters injury. For example, if it's a business that uses certain types of chemicals, those could be dangerous to them when they enter, and they should have that information. But we don't have a good method right at the moment of compiling a comprehensive list.
So you're looking into how to put together that list?
Yeah, we're exploring different options, and reach out to the public. If you guys have ideas, please let me know. That I am more than willing. And actually, that's something I'll throw out here right off the bat is economic development is the community. So if there is something that you want to discuss or you have any ideas, please, my number and email is on the website. So feel free to reach out to me.
Anything else kind of to discuss about, you know, addressing goals and reaching those goals?
Yeah. So another fundamental idea of economic development is that you need certainty, simplicity, and speed. Certainty meaning that when a business, for example, wants to start in Tuolumne County, they should be aware of all the steps they need to follow in order to get that business going. One thing I've done to address that is on the website, I've created a Start a Business Toolkit, and that's where you can go and you can see about 15 or so steps that you should follow or at least consider for starting your business. This could include something as simple as how to choose a business name, where to find a location, but also what permits you may need and who to contact to apply for those permits. So that's become a very important part of my job is helping people navigate their journey into their business. Simplicity, I want to make it as easy as possible. So if, like the toolkit, I want to be able to give people the resources they need to get what they need. And it should be quick. It should be something that should take a reasonable amount of time in order to get from A to B.
You know, when it comes to starting a new business, whether it was somebody moving into the area to start a new business or somebody locally who's maybe been working, wants to start their own business or a side business, what are kind of the first steps or kind of recommendations you would have for people who want to take that role just when it comes to getting the information about the steps they need to take?
Yeah, great question. Well, one of the first things they should do is get to know the community. Another thing that I've placed on the website for this reason is for people to do research. So they can go on there, they can understand what are the demographics of Tuolumne, what are the demographics of specific areas within Tuolumne. For example, how does the population differ from Twain Hart to Columbia? And they should understand their market. They should first research what types of services and goods are available in those areas before they decide to build a business there. They should go to different community groups. There are wonderful community groups here in Tuolumne County, the various Chamber of Commerce, the business councils, the social groups that will all be very happy to talk to you about their opinions of how the county are made up and what the people of Tuolumne County will respond to. So get to know your community first. That should be your first step.
You know, are there some kind of current projects or opportunities that you're excited about?
Yeah, actually, there's a number of them I'm very excited about. Like I mentioned, housing is a very important issue here. And we have one development that's going on by Visionary Homes. It's at Greenlee and Kabazoo. There is another housing project that's been proposed on Peaceful Valley Road. The project is called Valley Dale. And the goal of these two housing developments are for workforce housing. I mentioned the issue of why housing is so critical here in the county. But just to expand on that, the county government is the biggest employer in Tuolumne County. And working for the county, I have seen a number of coworkers move up here, go to something they feel is temporary, and when they start to look for permanent housing, because they like living here and they want to work here, they can't find a suitable home for them. So their decision is to move away from the county. There are some people, though, that decide that they want to commute up here, which is an option temporarily, but one, of course, some people get tired of commuting and they look for something more around where they live. But you also want to think about what commuting means. That means that they receive a paycheck from this county and they take it back to their county and spend that money. So we want to encourage people to live here as much as possible. That's why I get extremely excited when it comes to different housing projects. Another project that is very exciting is the wood pellets manufacturing plant down by LaGrange. It will take wood that is normally considered waste and is not useful to a lot of other types of wood products, and they will make those into wood pellets that can be used for warming businesses and homes. They've already got several industry, or they've got certain buyers in Japan and Europe that are eager to start buying this product, and they just need to get going and build that facility start shipping them out. There's another company. This is a bit of a smaller company called Vermont Flannel, who was here recently looking at the area and hoping to establish a business here. That is a great opportunity. Another one that is extremely close to my heart, because I'm a film lover, is we're going to start making the vacant Tuolumne County Jail available for filming. So, film production companies can request to film at that location. And the reason why this is so great for economic development is that when you've got a big production company that comes into town, that means that they live at our hotels or motels, they eat at our restaurants, they'll likely on their days off go and visit the area and shop. They'll benefit our community in a great way, and it's a great opportunity. That's my personal favorite.
Previously a hotbed for motion pictures here at Tuolumne County.
Yeah, exactly. And what we also hope will happen is because they're filming at one location, it's much easier for them to turn around and film at a other nearby location. So it could encourage the companies to go to other places in Tuolumne County and film as well.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Robbie Bergstrom about economic development in Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. He is a senior administrative analyst for Tuolumne County focused on economic development. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking economic development on this weekend show. We're joined by Robbie Bergstrom, who is a senior administrative analyst with Tuolumne County, who is focused on economic development. And Robbie, next thing I want to ask you about is, you know, a lot of times with economic development, you hear about attraction versus retention. You know, when it comes to businesses, is there something that you would say that you're the most focused on right now?
Well, let me say first that attraction of new businesses is always important, but my focus right at the moment is what I consider a local gardening model. I want to strengthen the businesses that currently exist here in the county. I want to make sure that everyone locally, because they're our strongest asset, has what they need to grow and retain what they have already. Part of this is, and this is one of the reasons why economic development was moved under the CAO's office, is I want to focus on reaching out to the individual communities like Groveland, Twain Hart, Jamestown, and forming a community group there and forming an action plan that is focused on that area. As we know, each community is unique. They have their own desires, and I want to make sure that whatever strategy that this executive team creates is in consideration to those individual areas. And that's one of my main focuses at the moment.
I also want to get back a little bit to projects. You touched on some of those earlier. Any other projects on the horizon that are of note?
Yeah, one project I'm very excited is that the Ford Subaru dealership down by Mono Way, or on Mono Way by 108, is wanting to separate to one being just solely Subaru and one solely Ford. I'm very excited about that expansion. I'm not currently aware of where the status of that is right at the moment, but that would be have a very huge economic impact on our community. And plus, I know that, you know, including myself, there's a lot of Subaru owners here, and so their plan of moving the repair facility into that new area would be great.
Yeah, a lot of Subaru fans for sure, a lot of Ford fans as well. So good to see them staying here in the community. You know, any other things when it comes to kind of the role of your position that we haven't talked about yet?
One of my main goals as an economic development is I may be a county employee, but my job is to find financial help for individual businesses, nonprofits, and local districts. So if you are interested in finding out how you can, for example, improve on your establishment, maybe even you want to become more, you want to have an electric charger on your facility or solar, there are different financial grants that are available. So I would encourage you to first look at our website. There is another section there that I've created listing some known grants. But if you don't find what you're looking for, feel free to give me a call and I can look for you. That's part of the benefits of this position.
So looking ahead to the coming months and year, are you optimistic about Tuolumne County and economic development?
Very much. Very much. I got to say, working in elections, something I knew is that this is a very caring community and it's a very involved community. People care about what happens here, and which is a great thing. And actually, that's something I wanted to bring up too, is when we talk about the needs of the community, one thing that we need is public support if it's something that you feel that you want to happen here in Tuolumne. What tends to happen when in the government is that we see something that we believe is a need. We create a project around it. And when we propose it to the community, I feel that some people who think that it's a good idea will say, yeah, I like it. Let that go forward. People that are in a disagreement with it will show up and voice it very strongly. If it's something that you want to happen, if it's something that you are encouraging, I ask that you show up as well. And whether it be by a phone call, email, showing up to the meetings to let people know, because as a public servant, our sole goal is to serve the public. And if we feel that something is not wanted by the community or not needed by the community, then it's a program that likely won't go forward. So if you are in support of it, we ask that you come out as well.
You know, if people have been listening to this weekend show and something, you know, got their attention and they wanted to reach out to you to have with more questions or whatnot, again, what's the best way to reach you?
The two best ways is by email and phone. My email address is rbergstrom, R-B-E-R-G-S-T-R-O-M, @co.tuolumne.ca.us. And then my phone number is area code 209-533-5532.
And all that information is on the website as well for the county?
Exactly, yep.
I assume a lot of people ask you from time to time when In-N-Out Burger might be coming, but nothing on In-N-Out Burger yet?
No. I know, yes, I get that. Trader Joe's, Target, and In-N-Out Burger gets asked a lot, but no, I don't have any information on when they'll be arriving. Yeah.
Well, we've got a couple more minutes left on this weekend show. Any other things that we didn't bring up that'd be worth noting?
Another exciting development that is happening is a group from UC Merced has applied for a grant to do research on what they're calling, or what I've started to call a biobrick. And if they are accepted, if they receive the grant, they want to come up to Tuolumne to conduct that research. Now, what this biobrick is again, it's another group that uses wood waste and a ceramic composite to 3D print bricks. And what they're hoping that this will be used to build structures like local homes. It will be the part of the experiment is they're wanting to test not only its durability, but its feasibility as far as can it be something that's mass produced cheaply, and also what is its effect on the environment. So they'll also be doing controlled burns where they burn it and then test the soil and testing what residues there are. So is it safe? So this is a really great project, and we're hoping that Tuolumne County will be the place where something like that is developed.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some really interesting things when it comes to forestry and natural resources on the horizon for this area.
There are some, man, people have some great ideas out there. Yeah.
We've been talking to Robbie Bergstrom on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. He is focused on economic development in Tuolumne County. And as we wrap up today, there was a little bit of mention about the winter storm impacts and the natural disasters with flooding that occurred earlier and some relief that could be available. You know, tell us a little bit about that as we wrap up, too.
So if your home or business has suffered damage due to recent storms, you can apply to FEMA for assistance in those repairs. And for what is not covered by those FEMA funds, you can apply to the SBA, the Small Business Administration, for a loan, a low rate loan, to cover what else is you need help on.
Very good. Receive word too. Tuolumne Resiliency Center is the location for a disaster recovery center right now. If people want to come check it out and
That's
ask questions,
right. That is an excellent resource. And so again, the Tuolumne Community Resiliency Center is open, and it's going to have many different agencies that you may need to talk to, including, say, the DMV, if some of your documents were lost. And you can go in there and speak in person to these agencies, and they can help guide you through the application process. We all know that sometimes applying online and over the phone can be difficult, and there's a lot of questions that you may not even think about unless you're talking to someone face-to-face, and they are there to help you. It will be open at least 30 days, if more, if it is used. So please take advantage of it.
Well, it's nice to hear that quite a bit is happening on the local economic development front. We've been talking with Robbie Bergstrom on this weekend show. Thanks for coming in and keep us posted as things develop.
Happy to. Thank you for having me.
Again, we thank Robbie Bergstrom. He is a senior administrative analyst for economic development for Tuolumne County. He was joining us on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.